Fedor Tatyanych was a Ukrainian artist and thinker, active as a monumentalist between the 1960s and 1990s. As a child, he sustained a leg injury from an exploding shell, perhaps shaping his perception of the surrounding environment as a potential threat. Though the oppressive Soviet atmosphere could also explain it, many of these drawings detail the concept of biotechnosphere, futuristic living units combining life and art, connected by pipes to form cities. Calling himself Infinity, Tatyanych proposed Fripula as a superior moral code with prayer-like manifestos and salutes. His belief that all is one required compatibility between units and between the people inside them. Yet, any attempts to impose conformity and enable connection imply an inevitable degree of violence. Tatyanych saw this compact isolation as a way to protect nature from human expansionism and protect humans from the vast expanse, a paternalistic approach, in line with the socialist context of his time. Notice how these drawings prioritize machine designs over the individuals they are meant to sustain, stirring up feelings of insignificance. Consider the image of a human in a pipeline, as a living cell, moving through the blood vessels of a vast organism, as a drop of oil, the liquefied remains of those who died long ago, now coursing through the economic system, as a bomb, waiting to be released from an aircraft bay, or as new life entering the birth canal. Tatyanych's orientation is primarily urban, visually isolating city dwellers from nature, as if, or perhaps in case, the earth becomes hostile. A dystopian future? Or a reflection of a personal wound from the past?